I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As a tentative ceasefire holds, aid workers are reaching thousands displaced by the intense fighting in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Grace Ministries International Sam Vinton says they remember the last time rebels came through, so they're ready to respond.
Many fled into Bukavu, and we even opened up all our churches, and people were sleeping in the churches, and we were providing food at that time. So far, it has not reached that proportion. It has not really affected our ministry, other than the people being uptight and scared, but last Sunday everything went on. Churches were operating.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs is confirming the murder of a Christian in Somalia. It's the latest in a wave of such attacks on Christians there in recent months. Compass Direct reports militant Islamists staged a mock trial, called him an apostate, and beheaded the 25-year-old convert. They then circulated the video in an effort to instill fear in those contemplating converting from Islam to Christianity. Pray that those responsible will come to know Christ. NHCJB Global Voice has been producing the radio program Beyond the Call for 12 years. The whole premise of the program is featuring stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. With the Thanksgiving holiday approaching in the United States, HCJB Global is looking to take their program to the next level. HCJB Global's Heidi Jones says that's why they've started the program called What's Your Story that will run from now through December 31st.
What we're encouraging listeners to do is to go beyond the call, make a difference in someone else's life, and then go to btcblog.com and share their story with us.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.